Drift Protocol confirms its 280 Meters exploit. Used pre-signed nonce transactions and social engineering Drift Protocol has confirmed the attack vector behind its $280 million exploit. Pre-signed durable nonce transactions combined with targeted social engineering. The Solana-based Perpetuals exchange, which held $550 million in total value locked before the breach, disclosed the finding on April 2, 2026, roughly 18 hours after the initial drain began. The confirmation shifts the narrative. Early speculation centered on smart contract vulnerabilities, Oracle manipulation, or a brute force private key compromise. Instead, the attacker convinced a privileged team member to sign transactions that did not execute immediately, then submitted them at a time of their choosing. How durable nonce transactions became a weapon. On Solana, standard transactions expire after roughly 60 to 90 seconds if they reference a recent block hash that ages out. Durable nonce transactions bypass that window entirely. They replace the block hash with a stored nonce value, which means a signed transaction can sit dormant for days, weeks, or longer, and still execute when submitted. The feature exists for legitimate reasons. Multi-sig wallets where signers operate across time zones, cold storage operations that need offline signing, and custodial workflows that batch transactions. But in Drift's case, the attacker weaponized that persistence by socially engineering a team member into signing admin-level transactions referencing durable nonces. The attacker obtained signed payloads that did not need to be submitted immediately. The transactions stayed valid until the attacker chose to execute them. PeckShield founder Zhang Shuxian noted early on that the admin keys behind Drift were definitely leaked or compromised. The durable nonce detail explains how the keys were not leaked in the traditional sense. The holder was tricked into signing specific transactions, and the signatures alone were enough to move $280 million. What was taken, the drain unfolded in roughly 11 transactions, starting around 11:06 a.m. ET on April 1st. The attacker's wallet, beginning with HKGZ4K, had received one SOL the prior week and made a 252 test transfer from the Drift vault before the main extraction. The breakdown, according to PeckShield and Arkham Intelligence, 41.72 million JLP tokens worth $159.3 million, $71.4 million in USDC, $125,000 WSOL, $10.45 million, $164,349 CBBTC, $11.29 million. Smaller amounts in USDT, WETH, and assorted Solana tokens, including meme coins. Total estimates range from $270 million, the Defiant, to $285 million. PeckShield, with the figure settling around $280 million as cross-chain bridging and swaps make precise accounting difficult. The attacker bridged a portion of the funds to Ethereum and purchased 19913 ETH worth approximately $42.6 million. The Drift token Fallout Drift dropped 28% on the day of the exploit, trading at roughly 0.049, a 98% decline from its November 2024 all-time high of 260. As of April 2, 2026, the token has not meaningfully recovered. The broader Solana DeFi ecosystem also took a hit. SOL is trading at $79.07, down 5.8% over 7 days as of this writing. The Fear and Greed Index reads 27 squarely in fear territory. Whether the Drift exploit is a primary driver or just one factor in a risk-off week is hard to isolate, but the timing compounds the pressure. Why social engineering keeps working. This is not the first time social engineering has delivered a nine-figure crypto loss. The Ronin Bridge, $625 million 2022, involved compromised validator keys obtained through a fake job interview. The Bybit exploit earlier in 2025 used a similar playbook: trick a signer, obtain a valid signature, execute later. Durable nonces add a twist. In most social engineering attacks against crypto protocols, the attacker needs the victim to sign and submit in the same session, or the attacker needs the raw private key. With durable nonces, the attacker only needs one valid signature on a carefully constructed transaction. The victim might not even realize what they signed, because the transaction does not execute at the time of signing. There is no immediate on-chain footprint to trigger an alert. For self-custody card users and DeFi participants, the lesson is uncomfortable. Protocol-level security is only as strong as the operational security of the people who hold admin keys. Smart contract audits cannot catch a team member being tricked into signing a malicious transaction. What happens next? Drift has paused deposits and withdrawals and says it is coordinating with security firms, bridges, and exchanges to trace and potentially freeze the stolen funds. The attackers' rapid bridging to Ethereum suggests they are aware of Solana's more centralized validator set, which could theoretically facilitate coordinated freezing. No timeline has been given for resuming operations. Drift has not announced a recovery fund or user reimbursement plan. The protocol held over 50% of its TVL in the compromised vaults, so any restart will likely require both a full post-mortem and new key management procedures. DeFi Development Corp., a publicly traded company previously linked to the Solana DeFi ecosystem, issued a statement confirming zero exposure to Drift protocol.